Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Tomorrow, the 1st of February, at last, God, it was a long time coming, wasn't it? It's the closing date for CAO applications. Career guidance teacher Donnacha O'Mahony is here with advice on how to get the most out of your application. Donnacha, you're very welcome back to the programme. And I was reminding people before the break that if they have any questions, 51551 is the number. So tomorrow's deadline, what does it affect? What do we have to think about?
So tomorrow's deadline is for anybody who hasn't opened up their account just yet. So if you haven't opened up your account, go and do it. It only takes about 5-10 minutes and will cost you €45. So you've missed the early bird there, the €30 initially. Also, any mature applicants must apply by tomorrow. So their application has to be done by tomorrow. They can't apply using the late application that opens up on the 6th of March.
So even if you're just thinking about it as a mature applicant, just do it.
Just do it for the sake of €45, just do it. Mm-hmm. So we have Here and Dare applicants as well. So if you're applying for Here or Dare or both,
you better explain now what they are.
Okay, so Here is the higher education access route. So that's for students from disadvantaged areas, economically disadvantaged areas. They can apply for kind of a reduction in points if they get Here. And then Dare is disability access route into education. And there's a list of disabilities that students can apply under. And again, if they're successful, they get onto the course for reduced points as well.
So tomorrow is very relevant for a lot of people then across the board, isn't it?
And then anybody applying for a restricted course must be in by tomorrow as well. So restricted is anything with additional entry criteria like the HPAT for medicine, like a portfolio for art and design course, things like that.
Okay, now genuine order of preference, and we talk about this so much every time we talk about the CEO, put down what you really want to do at the top of that list. But it's always worth saying, because people second guess them, particularly when themselves, when the deadline is coming up, they tend to put in late changes because they think they're not going to get what they want.
Yeah, you should be more measured and calculated than just last minute making a change. So genuine order of preference is really important. What you're telling the CEO is, if I meet the entry requirements and I have the points, I want to be offered this course first. And if I don't get that course, number one on my list, offer me the second one, and so on right down to number 10. So a little kind of formula I use with my students is I would always say, put three dream courses down. So forget about the points. Just, you know, if points weren't an issue, what would you pick? Then we're looking at about five probable courses. So I've been in around this amount of points during my Christmas test, my mocks, my summer exams, and I'm probably going to be in around that. So I'll look at five courses in that point area. And then we'd look at two backup courses. So if I'm a 400 point student, that I would have two backup in around 300 points or less, just in case.
What do you say to the students who don't have dream courses, who just don't know what they want to do?
Yeah, it's very difficult. And we were kind of just talking off air, like some students mature at different times. So take your time to chat with your parents, chat with your guidance counsellor, see what the next step is for you. It mightn't necessarily have to be college. Take your time making the choice, you know, because there can be financial repercussions if you go into the wrong course and then want to do first year again. So just be careful that you're making the right choice, even if that means kind of taking a year out, maybe doing a PLC or whatever the case may be. But take your time with the decision.
Yeah, I think take your time is really good advice, because it's a lot to ask of 17, 18, 19 year olds to have made decisions about the rest of their life, you know, and what that potentially might look like.
And as a society, I think we're crazy for the CAO. I would often help students take a year out. Maybe students who are very talented musicians or talented athletes, they might take the year out between leaving cert and college to really give that career a go. And often we don't do that here. We don't push that here. We're kind of pushing college more.
Yeah, take a year out to take a break. Monica as well. You know, that's the pressure of the leaving cert. Now, I have questions flying in front of me here. Are there apprenticeship programs available in finance companies, and how do I access information on that?
There is apprenticeships available in finance. There's apprentices in insurance, recruitment. So very, very recently, Minister Simon Harris started the free phone apprenticeship hotline. So you can call this number between 12 and 6, between Monday and Friday. So the number is 1800 794 487. So if you are interested in an apprenticeship, you can ring free phone, that's free phone as well, to ask any information about it. And of course the website is brilliant, apprenticeship.ie, where they often advertise for apprentices in different areas.
That's great advice. So apprenticeship.ie, and would you just give me the number there again?
Yeah, so it's 1800 794 487, Monday to Friday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m.
All right, there's your answer, and thank you for that question. This one, my son deferred a course at TU EU Dublin last year, how does he go about securing a place for this year? Or if he changes his mind, how does he do that? Well, if he deferred, he should be able to go straight back into that course.
Exactly. Right? So what you have to do if you defer is you could have to reapply to the CEO again.
Oh, do you? Okay.
And you only put that course down and then you're guaranteed. So even if the points go up and you don't have the points, even if the entry requirements change and you don't have those, you'll still be offered that place. But if you start playing around adding in different courses, the college don't necessarily have to offer you that. And you'll get the offer in round A, round zero, and then round one is your traditional CEO offers.
All right. Just make sure that you get your application in, though, even though he deferred from last year. Now, Kevin has completed the CAO application for a Ukrainian second level student that they're hosting. University entry will hopefully be based on the Ukrainian secondary exams. But I can't figure out how CAO applicants, where English is not their first language, complete the English language aptitude exam or get the English certification to get into university here this year. Do you have the answer to that?
Yeah, so there's a couple of ways you can do it. So there's language schools all around Ireland. You can go in and you can sign up to do one of these exams. There's so many of these exams that the universities accept. You have Cambridge, TOEFL, IELTS. But one we kind of mentioned the last day we were chatting was Duolingo, which you can do online. Yeah. It's 1 hour long and it's actually the cheapest by a long way. And a lot of universities accept this. Now, the standard of English will have to be pretty high. So you're talking about 130 out of 160, which is advanced level English, because you're going to be doing your undergrad, obviously, entirely through English. So you want to have a good level of English.
All right. And that's hard going yeah. for somebody coming from Ukraine. My son wants to do veterinary. I know the points are crazy, but so is the cost. Could he study abroad and would it be any cheaper?
So he could study abroad. So the cost here, obviously veterinary is only in UCD here in Ireland. So the cost is living in Dublin would be very, very expensive. The fees are €3,000 contribution fees. If you were to go to Poland, the fees are anywhere between €7,500 to €8,500. But the cost of living is a lot cheaper. You're talking for a single bedroom on campus at the university between €100 and €150 per month, which is significantly less than Dublin here. So I'd say if you weigh it all up, Poland's probably a little bit cheaper.
That's a food for thought there. Do I need to apply to the CAO to do a Green Cert farming course? I know I'm throwing these at you now on the fly.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know the answer to that one?
So you don't. You can apply to Chagas to do that.
Okay. And my son already made his application to the CAO. This person wants to know, when do you add your exam number?
Yeah, so the exam number is the big one. So you'll actually get correspondence from the CAO about when to do that. So big thing is any correspondence you get from the CEO, make sure to read it. Any email, any message, that's really, really important. They're not just messaging for the sake of it. They want you to read it.
They want you to read it. So keep an eye on the messages coming in. We're all guilty of that. Cliona says her daughter is only interested in one course, primary school teaching in DCU St. Pat's. I can't get her to look at other courses for her CAO. She says it's one option only. She's no interest in anything else. She's confident she'll get the points. What do you advise?
Yeah, so like we were talking about, sure, the genuine order of preference, I think it's essential every student has a backup course. And her daughter, if she's looking to do primary school teaching, she could do a humanities degree, say, in DCU, and then apply for a PME, that's Professional Masters in Education. And that'll be a two-year degree. And it costs around $6,500 a year to do it, about $13,000 to $15,000 altogether. So I would absolutely put down a couple of arts degrees, maybe something in Irish to keep her Irish level up if she's going into primary school teaching. So definitely, yes, have a couple of backups. And no matter how good the student is, I would always, you know, mention a couple of backup courses.
Yeah, it's just difficult to have that conversation if she feels that's the only one that she wants to do. But you've got to have a backup plan.
But just show that there are other routes into it. You know, that's not the only route. We can go into it this way as well. And that three-year humanities degree, 3 plus 2 is 5, where you've got a four-year primary education degree. So it's only 1 year in the difference, really.
Yeah. Now, when your number one course is a new degree course that has no points record yet, where should you put that on your CAO form? It may have lower points than, say, your second choice. Then you may get offered your second choice and so you won't get the course that you really want. How do you handle that?
So again, put it where you want to be offered it. For that particular, you have to forget about the points for that. So the points are very unique in that universities don't sit around and decide what the points are going to be. The points are based on the last person who has offered a place on the course. Whatever points they have, that's the points for the course. So it's going to be impossible to know. But what I would say is put it down where you want to be offered, whether that's one, two or three. Forget about the points for that particular issue.
Mm-hmm. It's a tricky one, though.
It is,
when it's
yeah.
a new course, how to, you know, just how do you think about it and where do you put it? But again, it comes back to genuine order of preference. That's
absolutely,
always
yeah.
the advice we go to. This listener said that they're confused. My daughter wants to be a dietitian, but the course in UCD is listed as human nutrition. What's the difference? What's the difference between human nutrition and being a dietitian?
So the one in UCD, yes, is human nutrition. Now, there's only one course in Ireland where you would qualify as a dietitian. So that's to work in a clinical setting. And that's in TUD, so TU Dublin, the fabulous new Grange Gorman campus, if you get a chance to go over. It's really amazing. And that degree is offered between TUD and Trinity College. It's about 570 points, so it's pretty high. But that's to work in a clinical setting. The one in UCD, you couldn't work in a clinical setting afterwards. However, you could apply for the master's in dietetics, which is also offered in UCD, but that's a very expensive route to go. But it's still a way to get into it if you want, although the points between human nutrition and UCD and the TUD is not that much different. So I'd be looking towards the TUD and get it in my undergrad.
Okay, there's a question there about an apprenticeship scheme and the best one for electricians. You're going to say apprenticeship.ie again for that one?
So apprenticeship.ie, and I actually just looked on this morning, and in the first three pages of the advertisements, there was about 15 advertisements for electrician apprentices. So there's loads on there at the minute.
And we need plenty of tradespeople,
yeah.
so
yeah.
As many as possible. It would be great to see, having a look on there. Do you apply for a PLC on your CAO list?
Yeah, so there's a bit of confusion around this because CAO information was put onto CAO.ie. Sorry, PLC information was put onto CAO.ie a couple of years ago, and now people think you make the application through that. But all applications to PLCs are made directly to the college itself. If you go onto their websites, they'll have a big Apply Now tab, and you hit that, and it's very easy to do.
Okay, so you might have to do a bit of legwork in finding out where those colleges are, find their websites, and apply to each one that you're interested
exactly,
in.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, should I keep up my higher level maths for the bonus points, even though I'm struggling?
Yeah, so this is, I come across this every year. This is a really, really tough one. So the bonus points, I suppose, were brought in 2017 to encourage more students to do higher level maths. So it's always a real hard decision for students to make, particularly now they're doing their mocks. People are kind of holding off to see what the score has been. So you only get those 25 bonus points if you get over a H6 or 40% or up. And you can only add them onto your math score. You can't say, I'm going to add it onto my English score. It's only for your maths. Maths is very, very time consuming and it is very difficult. So I can understand where that student is coming from. But with all the work you're putting into your maths for the 25 bonus points, are you taken away from more studying Irish or more studying English or French? Are you suffering with those subjects that are costing you a lot more than 25 points for the sake of trying to keep higher level maths up?
Mm-hmm.
So it is a tricky one. But just make sure it's not to the detriment of other subjects.
And you're probably looking at ordinary level maths and saying, I could probably do very well
yeah.
with how much less effort,
yeah.
you know, if you're at higher level maths.
It's just so time consuming. And you're talking 56 points for an 01 in ordinary level maths, so it's not too bad.
All right. Well, we're coming to the end, Donica. We'll have you back again. What's your Instagram? Because I know people can contact you there.
Yeah, so it's Leave Insert Guidance. We had a huge amount of contacts after we were on here last week.
Oh,
so
gosh. I'm going to load them onto you again.
That's okay.
Now.
So Leave Insert Guidance on Instagram. And then if your son or daughter don't have Instagram, we're on TikTok as well.
Okay. How are you getting on TikTok?
I can't figure it out at all.
I look forward to seeing you dancing on there soon. Donica, thanks very much for coming in. Good to see you again. Donica O'Mahony, Career Guidance Teacher, will be back with us, no doubt, over the coming months with more advice. But that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Today's programme was produced by Deirdre Neeline, researched by Emma Cawley. Louise Kerr-Ross is our broadcast coordinator and Mark McGrath was on sound. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 10. Now it's over to Louise.